That's Aina, A-I-N-A, on B-Core Records from Barcelona. Ice is the title of the track. And didn't Tom Eric say that they were going to be coming to this country later in the year or something?
December.
OK, fair enough. And by an extraordinary coincidence, and this is absolutely true, the next email on the pile is about Barcelona. It's from Stephen Kendall, who's going there, and they hope to spend at least one day in Barcelona. And are they going to be... he wants to know about record shops. And all I can remember is, because quite clearly I can't remember the names of the shops or indeed of the street that they're in. But, Stephen, if you're walking up, there's a main street which is called something like Los Ramblas or something. It's fantastically famous, and everybody makes a beeline for it. And if you're walking up from the kind of water side, the water end of it, up to the top, near the top, on the left, there's a little kind of alleyway, which is... I mean, obviously there are lots of them, but there's one that's near the top that's full of record shops, isn't it? Lots and lots and lots of record shops. And if you walk right down to the end of that and then turn left, right, there's a street that runs across it, isn't there? And there's a kind of windy street that goes across it about halfway along. But at the far end of it, I hope you're taking all of this down. He's probably not even listening. He's probably switched off the radio, gone to bed. But when you get to the end of it, you turn left, and then on the left-hand side there, there is a really good record shop, but none of us can remember what on earth it's called, but well worth tracking down. But just remember that little alleyway off to the left of Los Ramblas, near the top of it. Right, my goodness me. Oh, Calypso King and Soul Investigators, sorry. I'm getting a bit confused here. Calypso King and Soul Investigators. I couldn't read my own typing here for once, and I couldn't see whether it was Instigators or Investigators, but Investigators it was. That's on Soul Fire Records, one of those 7-inch single, limited editions and so forth, but I played it to you from an LP on which the first few were brought together, called Grazing in the Trash, and that was Damper Down Popcorn, something which I would always commend to you. An email here from Nicola, a.k.a. The Humanity. There's a great deal of this that I don't understand, but I'll read it to you anyway. She says, I'm from Quebec City, Canada, and I'm listening to your show online right now. I'm currently listening to the show right now. He just said that, Nicola. Thank you for airing tracks by Camera Obscura. We're loving this. I'm writing on behalf of myself, a friend of Gavin Dunbar, the bass player with Camera Obscura, as well as on behalf of all of his friends at Sinister, a Bell and Sebastian community online. Please say something about this email on the air. I've done more than say something about it. I've written the whole damn thing. And one here from Stuart Murdoch, and he says, I can test your suspicion that first-time session bands do get together to listen. I'm with Glasgow's finest, Camera Obscura, just now, and they all cheered as you pondered and then poured themselves more champagne. John from the group wonders whether this means whether he'll have to go back to work tomorrow or whether this means that he'll never have to work again. I should give it a couple more weeks about you, John, just to be on the safe side. You can never be too careful, I always say. From Camera Obscura, this is Anti-Western.
Skateboarders, I don't mind, even though they dress like fucking idiots. But when I see some pinhead on rollerblades, it really gives me the urge to grease the front of my car with them.
Keep your eyes peeled.
There was a fantastically good reason why I selected that track for tonight's programme, but I've completely forgotten what it was. But, I mean, you know, being good is should be enough, I think. Creedence Clearwater Revival from their LP Green River from millions of years ago, and that was Sinister Purpose. And before that, Camera Obscura and Anti-Western, one more from there before the end of the programme, but really a most enjoyable session this has been so far. And I let it get too quiet before I started the kind of little linking bit. You know, it wasn't one of the great segues, so I apologise for that. Where are we now? This is, well, this is something that Luke Vibert, who's in tomorrow night's programme in his capacity as Wagon Christ in session, and this is from an LP called Nuggets on Low Records. It's a double LP if you get it on vinyl on Low Records. Nuggets, Luke Vibert's selection, it says, and it's taken from what was called catalogue music, I think, things that you'd get. I can't, you know what catalogue music is, I can't be bothered to explain it really, just play the stuff. This is Intimations. I had to do a great segue there, and I forgot which records I was playing. Mary Ann Hobbs walked in. She has that effect on us all. That was by Midas Touch, and it's called Intimations, and it's on Low Records from LP Nuggets, Luke Vibert's selection. And can we... people will want to know what library music... Not library, what was it? What did I say it was called before?
Yeah.
Catalogue music. Catalogue music. But it was stuff that you could buy records of things to play in the background during radio programmes or any kind of recording thing so that, you know, when there was a car chase going on, you could find appropriate car chase music and stuff. You probably know all of this. You don't need me to tell you. Anyway, the record that I was going to segue so cleverly in behind that was this.
Thank you.
Another most entertaining record, this one from the Soft Pink Truth on Sounds Like Records, and that's called Soft on Crime. And thanks to Simon Harvey for his email about Lonnie, a convert. What have you got in your programme tonight, Marianne?
Well, we're actually going to be giving away a couple of tickets to the Kerrang Awards.
I should tell you, by the way, that Marianne is in Leicester. She's just got a very loud voice.
I know you enjoyed the Kerrang Awards enormously.
They're fantastic, yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a brilliant event because it's so anti-establishment. You know, people, the winners, get up on stage and bawl and scream about
their behave like dickheads, really, most of them. But that's,
yeah, but by comparison to the Brits, it's pretty punk.
Pretty radical. Okay, fair enough. So go on, tell us about it then.
Yeah, well, it's just taking place this year. It'll be the Tuesday after Reading and Leeds Festival, actually, which I can't remember the date, but it's kind of later on in August anyway. Yeah. And we've got a...
Just before my birthday, is it? Before my birthday?
Just after
my birthday.
And we've got
August the 30th.
I'll bear that in mind.
Yes, don't forget.
Do you want another watering can? it's a star-studded event, and I do feel a bit like sort of Willy Wonka tonight. You know what I mean? I've got a golden ticket to give out, so I'm quite happy.
Right, OK. Mm. Have we been invited, Nate?
Probably
isn't good enough, is it? Let's be honest. If we don't get any tickets, I'll be crying. And hey, that's the title of this track. I think I made a mistake here. Anyway, never mind. That's from the Von Bondies, Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, the LP Lack of Communication, and that was called Crying. And an email here from, and we've never known how to pronounce this, whether it's Marcello or Marcello, but Marcello or Marcello Peter Miranda from the School of Chemistry, University of Leeds, says, a friend in Brazil promised to start a carnival out of season in the streets of Rio if I can find the first two Medicine Head albums, New Bottles, Old Medicine and Heavy on the Drum, both on Dandelion Records, on vinyl. Now, I don't think you can, to be honest. I think they're very, I mean, they didn't sell at all, to be perfectly honest. I wish they had done. I wouldn't be here now. I should be probably somewhere exciting with Chris Evans and Chris Tarrant and lots of other people called Chris. But he says, do you have any idea where I could find those in the UK? They are available on CD, but I can tell from what you're saying here that you want them on vinyl, because you say, can you find them on vinyl, which is a bit of a clue. The short answer has to be no, I'm afraid, Marcello or Marcello. So I'm afraid the two-person carnival in the streets of Old Brazil, off. This is Little Buck and the Top Cats.
tune for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Thank you. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Erica Elizabeth, and we started things off with the Dutch band Schlafloze Nächte. They sort of formed out of the ashes of another cool Dutch band called Suspect. That song was Move from a 1981 7-inch. And next up is Fast Relief. This is a track called What a Waste.
You're 21, and what have you done?
The German band Tollwut. I believe that means rabies in German. That was a song called Civilization from an EP that they put out in 1981. Before that was Table Sugar of Olympia, Washington, and Badlands from their first release, Introductory Material, originally a cassette from 2016, later put on vinyl by Waterwing. Before Table Sugar, we heard something new from Non-Plus-Temps. That was Heads of State from their Conditional Bunker LP out now on Salt Breeze. And at the start of the set, Fast Relief doing What a Waste. And that's from a compilation called Unseen, Post-Punk Birmingham, 1978 to 1982. And next up, Amos and Sarah. The song is called In a Hellbed.
You've got to hide now. You've got to write now. You've got to take it and you've got to take it. Bam, bam. You've got to hide it. You've got to take it. You've got to take it. You've got to take it.
Vagrancy
just heard Suburban Reptiles from New Zealand. That was an early demo, I believe from 1977, called Razor Smile, later included on a 7-inch EP on Raw Power Records. Prior to that, Death by Milk Float and Vagrancy from their Uninformation EP, and pretty much the entire Death by Milk Float audio archives are now available on Bandcamp, which is really, really cool. Before that, Subtle Turnhips and Tweedledum from their brand new LP on SDZ Records. And starting the set was Amos and Sarah doing In a Hell Bed from their 1981 album Sing the Private World of Amos. Next up, we have classic Austrian punk from the band Schund. The song is called Aufstand. Baby and child, give it up and beat out.